And Christian, greetings this morning. It's been a real blessing to be here this morning. Beautiful weather. To all you visitors, glad to have you here. And want you to, for this part of the service, welcome you to this part. And so want you to know that if you come next July, this time you probably won't have this kind of weather. This is not normal for here. But we praise the Lord for it. I've been really blessed this morning already by what we've heard, by studying the Sunday school lesson. It's just been a real encouragement. As I was thinking of sharing a devotional opening meditation this morning, I had to think of a article in the news this past week, last Monday in Las Vegas. As Monday evening, an alarm sounded, alerting the police that there was a hiker in danger. And the officer, David Van Buskirk, and his crew jumped into a helicopter and they flew to the rocky ledge in off-limits area near Mount Charleston, northwest of the city. Van Buskirk was then lowered to the ledge where the hiker was stranded. He attached the harness to the hiker, and he was rescued. He was pulled up, lifted to the airborne safety of the aircraft. But when they let the harness back down and they attached Van Buskirk, on his return, something happened, and he plunged back into the canyon. Now, this officer dedicated his life to saving people, and that act ultimately cost him his own life. Now, why was a hiker in that area? Now, the area that the accident happened, it had been marked off. There were warning signs there telling hikers not to go in there, to stay away, or they were going to face possible fines. This area had been burned, and there was a lot of the trails. It was hard to see where you were going and stuff, and they were marked. They were trying to keep people out of this area. Now, this crew could have said, you know, this hiker ignored all the warning signs. We won't risk our lives to help one lone hiker. But that's not what happened. Duty called, you know, compassion, even though all warning signs had been ignored. In Matthew, we're told on three different occasions there that Jesus was moved with compassion on the multitude. His whole life was a manifestation of compassion. He was moved at the sight of misery and sorrow. In John 6, I'd like to read a few verses there. If you want to turn with me, or you can just listen, John 6, of Jesus' mission in life. And I really appreciate what we heard in the devotional this morning on being ambassadors. Verse 34, then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you, that ye also have seen me, and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven, not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. I think here we have a true reflection of the compassion of God, of the Father who was moved with compassion towards his prodigal son, toward his wayward son. He saw him coming a long way off. He was standing there watching, waiting with open arms, anxiously praying for his safe return. Jesus said, I didn't come to do my will, but the will of him that sent me. The very heart of God's will is that sinners would be given eternal life. You know, the prodigal son's brother didn't share his father's compassion. He said, my brother went ahead. He went down those dangerous trails. He didn't heed the warnings. He put other people into danger. He put our reputation on the line. Now you are killing the fatted calf. You're treating him like family. Look at what all I have done. You know, I have listened, heeded your warnings. I followed all the rules. What have you done for me? You know, when did you kill the fatted calf for me? In Jesus' personal life and all his interactions, he proved that the loving will of his Father was to save sinners. And that was, it was not only his Father's will, but it was his own will. And he proved that by his willingness to go to the cross. But just as much in the compassion in which he took, when he bore the, when he met those in need, those that were wretched, those, all kinds of different situations he faced, the tenderness of his interaction with them. In Matthew 15:32, it says, "Then Jesus called his disciples unto him and said, I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And I will not send them away fasting, lest they faint in the way." Matthew 18:33 says, Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? That was the story where the parable of the man that was forgiven a debt he could not possibly pay. And after he was forgiven that, he turned around and grabbed his fellow man by the throat, and somebody that owed him just a little bit, and said, "Pay me all, or I'm going to throw you, have you thrown in jail." Jesus said, "Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee?" Then we have the place where Jesus met Mary and Martha. They called for him, and they met him in the way. And their brother Lazarus had died. They said, "Oh, that you would have been here. This wouldn't have happened." We have those beautiful words, those two words, "Jesus wept." And there was a lot involved in there, a lot more than the death of Lazarus. But, you know, his compassion towards these women. In Luke 7:13, we have where Jesus met the group that were carrying this woman's only son out to bury him. It says, "When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, Weep not." Then again in Matthew 14:14, "And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion toward them, and healed their sick." You know, Christian stands for little Christ. You know, if we're to imitate Christ, should we not also share the compassion that Jesus had, to point others to Christ? Now, the story is told of a high-level official from another country that sent his son over to a Christian college here in the U.S. somewhere. It said there was a lot of excitement about this student coming. They were wondering who would have the opportunity to share the gospel with this young man and possibly see him come to Christ. You know, would it be the senior class president or the star athlete, the campus chaplain? Who was this going to be? Well, this young man did come to Christ, and everyone was surprised to learn the identity of the person that God used as his messenger. Tom was just an average person, one that you wouldn't pick out in a crowd as someone with unusual skills or witnessing abilities. But later, when someone asked Tom how this happened, he said, "I simply built a bridge between my heart and his. And then Jesus walked across it." Now, are we building bridges or are we tearing them down? What do people see in us? Do they see a love for our brothers and a compassionate attitude? Do they see a positive attitude? Do they see a pursuit for purity? Do they hear speech that builds up instead of tearing down? Do they see work ethics that are above reproach? Do they see a love for the church and for spreading the gospel, a passion for spreading the gospel? It was the compassionate sympathy of Jesus that attracted so many to him when he walked this earth. You know, that compassionate tenderness will still, more than anything else, draw souls to Christ. And in closing, I'd like to read a quote here. "We who owe everything to his compassion, who profess ourselves his followers, who walk in his footsteps and bear his image, oh, let us exhibit his compassion to to the world.